This is the new Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Purcell. After a program was canceled by the network, WVXU had to look into filling the void in the air schedule, and something we've been wanting to do for some time is to provide a local public radio talk show. Wanting to include you in the conversation with the people we have a chance to interview day in and day out. You'll still be hearing great interviews, but now WVXU provides you with the opportunity to chime in on Cincinnati Edition. And all lines of communication are open. Today, this is an introduction to the changes and to the new hosts you'll be hearing on the air. What are some of the topics that you think Cincinnati Edition should explore? What should be discussed in a forum where you hear both sides of the issue and not just angry rhetoric? Those lines of communication that are open, well, you can email us at talk@wvxu.org. Follow us on the WVXU Facebook page or on Twitter. Our handle's 917WVXU and #WVXUTalk. And you can call us at 513-419-7100. Now, the changes include two new programs on weekday afternoons, this being one of them, and two new shows for the weekend, too. Joining me in the studio as the first guest of the new Cincinnati Edition to discuss the changes is WVXU General Manager and CEO of Cincinnati Public Radio, Richard Eisworth. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hi, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're telling me before we went on the air that it's, what, taken you 15 years to actually have us let you grace our airwaves with your dulcet tones.
Yeah, it's a long internship, I want you to know. 15 years ago today, I started at WVXU WGUC, and it's been a pleasure, and I want to thank our program director for finally allowing me, after years of begging, to appear on the air live with you.
Well, actually, I don't know whether she knew you were going to be on, but we won't talk about that right now. So, well, on to the subject. You know, the changes, as I said, include two new programs on weekday afternoons, this being one of them. And this was a change that was mitigated, if you may, by a rather abrupt announcement of the cancellation of Talk of the Nation, hosted by Neil Conan. And that was really a shock to most.
Well, I don't know if it was mitigated, but it was certainly caused by it. It was a shock. We learned, you know this very well, we learned it the morning of the live broadcast during the newscast of Morning Edition when they announced the show was being terminated, and it was happened to be exactly the same time they sent out the notice to the stations. And
nice,
actually, Mary Ann Zalesnik wandered down the hall and asked me if I knew about it, and it was news to me. Why NPR canceled Talk of the Nation, which was being carried, I believe, by 420-plus stations, had been on the air for more than 20 years, is a mystery to me, but they have their reasons. Budget probably entered into their discussion somewhat. But as you indicated at the start of the show, it was an opportunity to take advantage of the loss of an excellent heritage program and do something that we want to do and we wanted to do. We've talked about, we've rumigated or fumigated or considered for quite some time, and that was to launch our own talk show. And we think this is an excellent experiment, and it's an experiment we think that's going to be extremely successful. We're going to be taking advantage of your talents and the talents of a good number of the news people here at WVXU to engage and entertain, and we hope enlighten our audience. So we're excited about it.
Well, Cincinnati Edition's on at 2 Monday through Thursday, and good news for Ira Flatow fans, Science Friday remains on the air Fridays between 2 and 4. Now, for Cincinnati Edition, there will be a different host each day. I'm on Monday, Mary Ann Zalesnik on Tuesday, exploring health and education. Mark Haney looks at business and tech on Wednesdays, and Jay Hanselman and Howard Wilkinson get together and talk politics on Thursday. Now, here on Mondays, I'll continue to do what I did on the former Cincinnati Edition on the weekends, exploring a diverse selection of topics in art and history and happenings in the community, and plenty of authors, both local and national writers, too. And we're asking you, what do you hope we talk about on Cincinnati Edition? What topics would you like to hear? Give us a call with a comment or suggestion at 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. Now, these changes, these are very carefully calculated changes, whether it's for the Cincinnati Edition show or any of the other new programs that we're adding, making sure we're trying to deliver to our listeners what they have come to expect at 91.7 and 88.5.
I think that's an excellent way of putting it. We're presenting, I think, the best of what's available nationally and locally here. We're bringing some new programs onto the air, at least new to brand new, or if not expanded in a new face to the Cincinnati marketplace. The Takeaway, which you mentioned, and the TED Radio Hour, and Radio Lab, which is finally It's been a very popular program, but hasn't been available weekly until just recently. So we're adding those. But I think, as I said earlier, the opportunity this provides us to present the best in locally produced programming is something that really excites us. And I think that's something that the Cincinnati market is going to really appreciate. You mentioned at the start of the show here, one of the things we want to do is be able to create a dialogue, an opportunity for people to come on the air and talk with you and your guests and your cohorts here throughout the week and their guests. And the distinction here, the difference is that while there may be a lot of other radio call-in shows here in Cincinnati, Lord knows there are, this is going to be different because it's not going to be a bunch of people shouting at each other. It's not going to be a bunch of people coming on the air and giving you their opinions and demanding that you agree with it. Instead, we're going to be capitalizing on exploiting the brilliance and the creativity and the intelligence of the public radio audience. And I think that's going to set a new standard for talk radio in Cincinnati.
Well, we'll take our first call here on Nifty. Cincinnati Edition. This is Andrew from Cincinnati. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
It works. Hi, Andrew.
Right. I'm wondering, are you planning to have any fine arts coverage? Cincinnati's a great arts town. If you've ever lived anywhere else, you know we're quite exceptional here. And is there any plan for a little more local news coverage?
Indeed there is. Thank you, Andrew. I, especially on Mondays, will be covering a lot of the fine arts. In a couple of weeks, I'm hoping to have Evans Miragis from the Opera on, talking about the last couple of productions of their season and what makes opera interesting and why some people don't like opera, too, looking at both sides of the coin. So we will be doing some coverage of the arts as those things happen, because we do have just a cornucopia of happenings.
And I think you're going to have an arts leader later on today's show.
Indeed. J.R. Cassidy from the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra, talking about some special things happening this weekend. So, yes, Andrew, we'll be doing that. And local coverage, as a matter of fact, that is what we are trying to do with all these shows, and especially the ones on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, really focusing on issues that we care about, that the listeners want to learn about, and all with that local bend to them. So thanks for your question there, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Look forward to it.
And Andrew, thank you. Congratulations on being the inaugural caller. It's nice to know that technology works.
Indeed.
All
right.
It is. So, later.
Later on. So following Cincinnati Edition Monday through Thursday will be The Takeaway, hosted by John Hockenberry, a longtime favorite among public radio fans. And as a matter of fact, Marianne Zalesnik caught up with him last week. We'll hear that coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes, and those changes for the weekend, too. Now, of course, when you have something new come on, you have to lose something. So what did we lose on Saturdays?
We are losing, what do you know, Michael Feldman Show. It's been on the air here for quite some time. Michael Feldman's a personal friend, and I like him a lot, and his show's been, you know, sometimes successful, sometimes a little bit less so. Michael will be the first one to admit to that. But it was an opportunity, we think, to take advantage of the dramatic changes that are happening through the week to bring on a couple programs we know have a dramatic local following and we think are demonstrative of the best that's being done in public radio nowadays. So certainly the TED Radio Hour and Radio Lab are going to be, we think, leaders of our weekend programming.
Another call here, Donald from Blue Ash calling in for Cincinnati Edition. Good afternoon, Don. Are you there, Don? Looks like we lost.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
No, I'm here.
Yes, Don.
I want to talk about the streetcar, the pros and cons, and I don't think we should, and I think we're going to spend, if we do, over $200 million, and when we're done, we won't know why.
Well, I appreciate your call, Don. And yes, I'm sure the streetcar will pop up as we do cover the local news here, and especially with the council, city council, mayoral races coming up. I know that will be a prime topic. And yes, I imagine it will pop up here. And I'm not going to argue pro and con right now, Donald, but thank you for your call here on Cincinnati Edition. And this is quite exciting. It's a little, you know, a little bit of trepidation there, because we had such a short time to turn things around after NPR announced the cancellation of Talk of the Nation, but it seems things are coming together nicely.
It really do. I will admit, it's only, I think it's been about 2 months since we found out about this, and in that 2 months, we've had a tremendous number of meetings here. We had everybody drink the Kool-Aid to agree to sign on to this crazy idea. There's been a tremendous investment in resources and time of our engineering staff to get the studios and the behind-the-scenes technologies in place. But we're excited about it, and I'm happy to say that you and your fellow hosts of this program seem really turned on by the idea.
Oh, it's a little bit scared because it's a little bit different, but we love it all the same.
You're old hands at this.
Stefan is calling with another question. Hello, Stefan.
I'm actually president of a condominium association along Riverside Drive, and was calling to find out whether the talk show will be dealing with items of regional interest, local interest, neighborhood interest, because if it were of a more regional or neighborhood nature, I would want to put some facts together to contact you again, but I just want to make sure that it's appropriate.
Yes, it would be. As a matter of fact, we are looking at stuff locally here, and then, sorry, I'll have to say goodbye here, Stefan, with things going on, but yes, we will be focusing on some local stuff, but also more regional and national issues, too, that really do affect us here at home. And that is what the entire WVXU staff is looking at, not only what's happening around here, but how it's being affected with what's happening, from other parts of the country, too. And that's really what we're trying to do.
Well, our broadcast radius is in excess of 60 miles, and so I think we were actually considering for a brief time naming this program Greater Cincinnati Edition, but we didn't want to provide a qualifier to that. But we think, even though the name is Cincinnati Edition, we're going to be covering things that occur in the Greater Cincinnati area, including northern Kentucky and eastern Indiana as well, so and Miami Valley. So so stay tuned in, and if you have any ideas of coverage or items of interest beyond the Cincinnati city borders, by all means, let us know.
Well, thank you, Rich. I appreciate you stopping
in.
After 15 years, good to hear you on the air live.
Well, so, Mark, you've got a future in radio, so I'd stick with it. And congratulations and good luck on the road ahead.
Thank you. Richard Eisworth, general manager of WVXU and WMUB and CEO of Cincinnati Public Radio. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.